The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What I would like them to add is standing in line to check out. I want them to add that because that's the worst part, right? Especially when the person has to go back because they forgot something. I'm like, just step out of line, please. Fanatics. Everyone's got their thing.
Fanatics. The next time you're at the checkout and you hear the beep, think of the fun you could be having on Fanatics, the podcast. Hey, guys. I did a bit of a fake out. You thought I was going to be about Supermarket Sweep, but don't worry. It is. It is today's subject. I'm going to get all to it soon. I am one of your hosts, David Magadoff. With me is my most wonderful co-host, Claire Kramer. Hi, Claire.
Hi, David. How's it going?
Good. I do love that beep. It always makes me happy, right?
Beep, beep. I can't really. It's one of those sounds you can't really make. No. It's the beep is too particular for the supermarket sweep beep.
Technological wonder, the supermarket beep sound.
But you know what's so funny? I don't think it beeps anymore when they scan items. Think about it.
It doesn't. It's a quieter time in the supermarket. You're correct. I think I've sort of forgotten that now that you mention it.
Yeah, no, things just get scanned like without the beep sound. And it's kind of, you know, I'm a completionist. I would like the beep to be there so that I know my item has been accurately priced.
Are they charging me doubled? Are they charging me two less? Who knows?
Oh, don't get me started. Let's not even go where Ralph's will no longer, Kroger's, I should say, the home store of Ralph's will no longer double the coupons.
What?
That's not fair. Because if I spend the time clipping the coupons, they should spend the time doubling them. That really makes no sense. But anyway.
It's the worst. But what is the best is our wonderful guest today, Claire. We have on Miss Crystal Lee Brown. You know her from so many wonderful television shows, my friends. Hightown, The Good Lord Bird, The Price of Fame, Mindhunter, the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, Nobody's Fool, Hidden Figures.
And let's not forget about that daytime Emmy for Giants, the web series on Issa Rae's YouTube channel. I mean, Crystal's amazing.
Crystal, if you haven't discovered her, which meeting her today for Claire and I was a discovery because we never met her until today, she is probably your favorite moment in a television show. She's one of those actresses, which is really exciting. She played a very heartbreaking character in Mindhunter. She was on one episode of Good Lord Bird. Also in Good Lord Bird, Jack Alcott. Harrison from Dexter New Blood, everybody. So good things come out of The Good Lord Bird. But she had one episode in there and also just like stole the show. So Crystal Lee Brown is someone who either is on your radar and makes you very happy when she appears in your favorite TV show or is
should
now
be
on your radar. So you're welcome, America.
And she's my new game show partner on Supermarket Sweep.
That's true.
In theory.
Well, you'll hear in this conversation how her and Claire will become a team in the future. They're going to manifest this on one of the new Leslie Jones episodes of Supermarket Sweep. So let's just grab our carts and roll right into this episode of Fanatics. Enjoy. Crystal, do you run for the turkey first or are you a cheese wheel person?
I would say The turkey, because meat is getting really expensive. So cheese is expensive now, too. Macaroni and cheese, the dish will run you about $60 for Thanksgiving. But I will go with the turkey first.
There is something about the meat section, you know, and they only put like 5 of those big chunks of meat there for people to grab up.
Yeah.
But okay, for those who are unfamiliar with the amazing, awesome game show Supermarket Sweep, Crystal, give us a little rundown on what it is and why you love it so much.
Okay, great. So Supermarket Sweep is a phenomenal game show where 3 teams, what do? They bargain, really. They're fighting for a chance to run wild through the supermarket to win. They've changed the rules now, but to win like $25,000. Now you can win like $100,000. So you have to answer questions that are food related or anything that you find in a supermarket. So there is a speed round that they do where you get 10 seconds. Every time you answer a question, you get 10 seconds on the clock so you can have more time to run wild in the supermarket. So they'll do like scramble where you have to unscramble words like Minute Maid. They'll give you some clues, orange juice, sunshine, morning, breakfast, and you have to figure it out. And you'll see the scramble words and you have to figure out Minute Maid. So yeah, and it's so cool because the contestants are always foodies and they always have really cool team names like Cheese Whiz because they're cheese lovers, or, you know, Hot Tabasco because they love spicy food. So I have yet to be on there, but that's one of my dream things, to be on Supermarket Sweep. I think
who would be your partner? Because there are teams of two. So, you know, there's a lot of like sisters, siblings, there's mother-daughters, who's your perfect Supermarket Sweep partner?
My perfect partner would be my daughter, but she's only 10, so she may not be eligible. However, she's a foodie, and she gets a lot of the questions right. Ooh. So if she couldn't qualify, I would bring my best friend. I would probably bring one of my best friends, yeah.
I love that.
We're all foodies.
I love that you're so confident in your 10-year-old daughter, but why not? Like, she'll have no scruples about, like, running down that aisle, grabbing. No.
Oh, yeah, you can send her
she'll
ahead.
She'll get all the bonuses first. I'll do the running, though, because that cart gets really heavy, and I see grown men crash in the alley. So I would have to be the one that runs through it. She'll just be the loudest person cheering me on.
What would be the name of your team?
Ooh, I would say Milk Chocolate Duds. My daughter is a huge chocolate fan, and she doesn't like dark chocolate. It has to be milk chocolate. And I only like chocolates in morsels. My favorite candy growing up was Milk Duds, and she thinks all the old school candy is like, what year were you born? What is that? No. But she doesn't eat candy, so she doesn't really understand how good like a Charleston Chew was, or like a Boston Baked Bean or something like
Laffy
that.
Laffy Taffies. Those aren't chocolate, but yes, they're the same like principle as the
yes, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, let's go back to the show for just one second, because if someone hasn't seen it, they may be confused by what you're saying about like running around, you know, the aisles and collecting all the things. So at the end, if you make it to the sweep, if you're the team that gets to do the final round for the big cash prize, you're trying to accumulate as much money as possible, right?
Yes.
Okay.
By getting different things in the aisle. So there's different incentives, right? So you can get the bonuses, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the bonuses are worth $300, $350, and they're big floats that they'll just put out. And they'll be disguised as like a hot dog or a hamburger. Something food related would be this big blow up inflatable, right? Which is one of the bonuses. Now, the new version of the show that Leslie Jones hosts, you can go to the coffee bar. Of course, you have to go to the coffee bar.
Oh, yeah.
And get an espresso. And your coffee is worth like $300, which is like kind of right? In LA, I mean, Starbucks is like $35 for a coffee, right? So I understand that, right? And then they'll give you clues before you go. So you have to get like the golden jar, right? They'll give you clues about a product. And you have to find that product.
They like the riddles.
Yes, you have to. Now, that's before you make it to your team wins. Just when there's the challenge round, when all 3 teams are in the supermarket at one time, in order to build your cart, build your final price, they give you other different incentives that you can do aside from the groceries that you put in. So I think, because I watch it a lot, that you only can do no more than 3 to 5 items at a time. So you only can get 5 packs of diapers or 5 things. Mm-hmm. So those are the three things. So if you get all three of those things, you're already up like $700 just to start.
The floats are interesting because I definitely am someone who would grab a floaty, you know, because the potential mm-hmm. is there. But sometimes, you know, they drag the big thing back and put it over the line and run back out. And then they end up revealing it was only like $50 or something. So you can't be let down.
You can be let down. Yes. But listen, $50, you have people who are winning just by $3, $4. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, everything counts. Everything adds up.
Crystal, you got ideas, you got strategy. I like it. This is not a casual thing. This is a love, and it makes me very happy. And I love the show too. But I want to know how you first got into it.
Oh, wow. Well, I watched it as a kid with the original hosts of it.
David Ruprecht.
Yes. And he was like the best, all about it. I love Leslie Jones as well, but he was the original. He used to wear those sweaters. He reminded me of Mr. Rogers. He used to wear like those tight sweaters and always had a smile on his face. Very good. So I've been watching it since I was a kid. And at the time, this was prior to me, you know, being a mom and a wife where I had to like go out and grocery shop for the family. So I just was watching it because it was fun and exhilarating. And I would try to learn as much about the product. So next time I went to the supermarket with my mom, I can tell her what we can try because I saw it on Supermarket Sweep. So that was the whole incentive of me watching it. Like, oh, okay, there's products that I don't know. Oh, maybe I'm going to make my mom buy that candy or buy that, you know, cheese whiz sauce or something because I saw it on Supermarket Sweep. So that's how I got invested into it.
I love that. I also watched the original, I guess you could say, version growing up. And I love the Leslie Jones. I love Leslie Jones. She's just so mm-hmm. funny. But at first I was like, I don't think she's a good replacement for David, you know, because it's
sure.
such a polar, you know, difference, style of hosting, style of comedy, everything. But now my kids love it and they never saw the original. So they're okay. Now they're watching it with me. It's kind of like a bonding thing a little bit, don't you think?
For sure. For sure. I've tried to watch my daughter watch the old ones, but she doesn't like anything old, like all the remakes, you know, Annie, all that. So you have to watch the original. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that was 50 years ago. I don't the original. And I'm like, I'm not even 50. What are you talking about? But, you know, the kids, they want what's current. So she hasn't watched the old ones neither. But those were the best.
Have you gone on to Netflix and watched those 90s ones? Because with David, they hold in the most wonderful, fun, and hilarious way. The hair on these
oh my
men
goodness.
And women.
That's a good
are
idea.
Amazing.
I have not. Because when it came on, when I was a kid, I believe it came on Lifetime. I think that was
yes,
the network
yep,
that
yes.
came on.
Yep.
So I didn't even know that they were on Netflix. So there you go. So now I know.
Yeah, they dropped them all.
Okay.
And at least last I saw. And it is not a – I thought it would be kind of weird and maybe I just watched 3 minutes of it. I'm watching full episodes and I'm completely engaged. It's the haircuts. It's his sweater. And it's this simple time, right? It was this simple time mm-hmm. where – you know, I'm glad Leslie's doing it now. I'm actually thrilled that she's doing it now because it's such a great show. But it's just a reminder of like, hey, don't worry, don't stress. Just grab a cart. Just try to get more time on the clock. And then you get to run around a fucking supermarket
yes.
and grab as many yes. things as you want. And it's all going to be okay in this very enclosed, safe environment. I love how much you connect with it because I connect with it too.
Yes. But let me tell you something. Those groceries, I don't know the pricing on there because all the stuff that they had, that's in these supermarkets out here in LA, you're going to be spending like $8,000 with all those groceries that they come home with.
Oh,
I spend $100 at Whole Foods and I'm carrying my groceries in my hand. They're not even in a bag.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So there's so many game shows. What's so great, though, about this show? Like, why do you think you kept going back to Supermarket Sweep? Like, I know we talked kind of before we recorded. You're like, I like Price is Right. I like Jeopardy. But why is this one sort of rise above them all for you?
It's the excitement. And you know, the other what really it is, and I think with all the game shows that you see, is that these people are fighting to win something, right? Obviously, majority of it is a cash prize. But you can see, and sometimes they share what they would do with the money, right? Like, what's their need, what they're going through right now, you know, how much they need it. And then when they get it, when they win, you can feel the joy and the release in them that thing that they've been working for, they needed this money for, is going to happen, whether it's a house, or their kids are in college and they have to pay their tuition, or they lost everything through, you know, a natural disaster or something like that. Like, when they win, I cry. I'm like, oh my God, they get the win. So you can see like the need. Yes, it's fun and it's exciting, but I'm always just touched by them winning. So then when they don't win, I'm like, oh my God, no. And then you can feel the pain of them needing to win. Right. But being good sports about it anyway, that they came out, they had fun. Sometimes they do it for a cause. Sometimes I know they have like charity episodes and things like that. But I think it's more so getting to see someone fight for something that they need. Right. And putting it all on the line, being winded, dressing up in tacky, you know, outfits and looking crazy, running through a supermarket, pants falling down, bumping into people. All types of stuff, you know, and it's testing their agility, but more so, I like to see them win.
And it's like a place of innocence, you know what I mean? In a and David, you kind of alluded to this when you were talking about the 90s version, you know, when you said innocent times. It was pre-social media. It was pre, you know, a lot of the, I don't know, access we have to people's lives now. And so you saw
totally.
People were vulnerable on this show, you know? And it's just a really, I don't know, it's definitely one of the reasons I like them. And you're absolutely right, Crystal. Like, this is life-changing, this $20,000, $25,000, $50,000. That's life-changing to the contestants. And there's something great about seeing people's lives change on this funny little game show.
Yes. Yes. I love it. And it tests my knowledge on what I think I know about food and products. Mm-hmm. Right? So when I don't get the answer right, either I haven't had that product before, I didn't know that product existed. So I'm like, oh, let me add that to my shopping list. I want to try that, because the way they describe that, I never knew that went good with, you know, that makes a good fish sauce or whatever. So it's really knowledgeable, because you have a lot of people who don't like to food shop. It's like they dread it, right? I'm one of them. I know I have to do it, but I'm like, oh, I got to go to the market. But it makes me more aware of where things are in the supermarket as well. Because if you watch the show, they don't really know where things are, even though you have the sign up there.
Right.
So when I see it, I'm like, oh, so that makes sense that this product is in this aisle with these other products. So that saves me time when I'm looking for that thing that I know, oh, okay, I'm in the wrong section. Because a lot of times you can be in the wrong section thinking that a product is there because it makes sense that it's there with the condiments. And it's like five aisles over.
Okay, nothing
so
is more
as a strategy.
Yes, I like it. Nothing is more frustrating though when the timer is like counting down and they're on the last clue and they're just completely in the wrong aisle.
Yes.
You're like, "No, you can't. You got to think of it as differently.
Mm-hmm. Or Claire, right? When they're actually staring at the product
yes.
and they don't see it. They're blinded. Like, they're looking all for it, and like Dawn dish soap is right in right front of there. Them. And they're just looking to the left, to the right, and you see mm-hmm. it in yes. front of them. And all you want to do is shout to the TV.
Yes. For sure. It happens all the time.
You mentioned, Crystal, that you used to watch the show so that you could suggest products to your mom when you guys went to the store mm-hmm. together. Did she watch with you?
She didn't. My mom she may have watched an episode or two with me, mm-hmm. but there was no excitement like, oh, it's time.
Yeah.
My mom was more of a news, you know, newsy. She did watch Wheel of Fortune. Like, that's how I knew about Wheel of Fortune and Family Feud. She loves mm-hmm. Family Feud. Watch those. But this one was just like my own little personal, you know, excitement in the evening. I would watch it. It was like my go-to. If I missed it, and that was back before we had, you know, recorded. What do you call
DVRs
it?
Or yeah.
So if you missed it, you missed it.
That's the best thing about memes. Like the memes that are like, kids these days will never understand. Like, you literally yes. had 90 seconds to go to the bathroom, make a snack, do anything during the commercial, get back. And if you didn't make that time, you were losing out on your show.
Yes, for sure. So I made sure that I was front and center in front of the television when it came on. That's what it was.
Do you find yourself going to, like, say, now with the Leslie Jones supermarket sweep, will you turn on this show or just game shows in general because you're in a certain mood or want to be in a certain mood? Is it a good background thing, or are you, like, really need to be invested? Like, can you be on your phone and watch, or are you like, nope, phone's down, I'm watching?
I think I'm always multitasking. So
you're a woman.
I mean, it's like I'm cooking, I'm watching. Now my daughter would make me put the phone down and stop. She loves Supermarket Sweep. She loves the MasterChef Junior, right? So it kind of mm-hmm. helps her with the MasterChef Junior in terms of ingredients and cooking and what they're using and things like that. So she's like, Mom, you missed the clue, but she lives with the remote in her hand. So she'll just rewind it. She's like, you missed it. I'll go back. And I'm like, you got it good. I couldn't rewind when I missed it. So, you know, when she is like, Mom, we have to get this, because we'll keep scores sometimes too. We'll play either we're teammates or you're on your own team and I'm on my own team. And if I get it right, we'll tally up our score at the end to see who would, you know, have the most time to run around in the supermarket. She's even tried to run around the supermarket before with the car. And I was like, this is not a game show. We cannot yes. run around and knock into people trying to get the stuff.
Especially not in LA. Like,
no.
All right, Crystal, I want to put you inside the game show for a
second.
Okay,
let's go.
Because I'm with, we're all lovers of this show.
Okay.
I have a theory on why. I'll get to that later, of why this show makes us so happy. I think there's a real reason. But now you're in the show, okay? You're there. You got your daughter with you as your partner. And Leslie or David, or Leslie and David for an all-star night, wow. are the
coffee
hosts.
Bar
yeah, coffee
bar's open, God will, and David's there.
They're both wearing sweaters. It's great.
Okay.
And are you most excited and think that you'll be great at the questions so that you can gain the most amount of time to run? Or are you most excited and think you've got the best chances at the, all right, I'm running around now, and I'm looking for things. Which do you feel is the thing that you're got the skills, or both?
I think both, but I would say the latter, because I know where to go. And what is the strategy is, what is the most expensive item in the supermarket? Sometimes people are picking up ridiculous items that's not going to bring up your bill.
Just
because
it's big doesn't mean it's expensive.
It doesn't mean it's expensive. I remember one time, an episode, the guy went straight for the truffles. I was like, yes, nobody never went for the truffles. It was like truffle something. And they were like, wow, that's like $45 or $55 a jar or whatever it was. But no one is looking and thinking that way. Mm-hmm. They're thinking quantity opposed to what makes sense quality wise that can, you know, and you have to think space. Because you don't want to keep running back and forth to change out your cart. I mean, yes, when your cart gets full, you want to do that. But they're not strategizing how they're putting the things in the cart. So it takes up time because they have to run back to get a new cart when you can just utilize like the bottom rack. You can, you mm-hmm. know, pull up like where the baby normally sits. You can pull that up and now have more room because there's no baby in the show.
Not yet.
Not yet. So, yes, the time is important because you want as much time as you possibly can. So that is mandatory. But once you get the time, because I've seen people win that had less time than the contestants that had the most time, right? But they had a strategy in place, right? So it's the best of both worlds. You just have to know how to utilize your time as well as your strategy. And you have to have that coming in.
Yeah, I completely agree. Is there an episode that sticks out? You mentioned the truffles. I've actually never seen an episode where they've taken truffles. That's like the perfect thing. Yeah. Is there an episode that you just love that sticks out for one reason or another?
I like the reason why I like the newer version is because they give you another opportunity to win more money, right? So now you get more time when you're going for the bonus round. You've won the game. Now you and your partner are going out to win the money. So before, you just had a certain amount of time. You win it. You win $20,000. But now you find that clue. The clock stops. And you can now continue the game with another clue to now win $50,000, right? And once you get that clue, you can either walk away or you can go for the big $100,000, I think it is, right? So there was an episode recently where they were sisters, I believe, and both of them had just bought a house, and one kid was sick, I believe, and the other one had someone going to college, and they were at this crossroads of like, do we keep playing and take, you know, the $25,000? And the sister is like, listen, you really need this. Like, we have to do this.
I saw that episode.
She was like, listen, I'm with you, whatever you want to do. But I mean, it was just like the look of like, I'm here
for
you. It's
right here. Yeah.
It's right here. Let's do it. We came this far. And she said, okay. And then they got the 50. And it was like, okay, it's 50,000. Like, that's a lot of money. But her sister was just like, listen, let's do it. And she was like in tears, like, I don't know, because if we lose, don't think like that. We got this. Like, they had like 20 seconds left. And they took a deep breath and they went for it and they got it. And like, they fell over like the oranges and the oranges was falling or something.
I totally, and I can laugh about it I now, saw but I that like, episode. Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. It is life changing.
Right now, because it was the encouragement.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, I love that you, Claire and I love that you connect with the people on this, because that's a good personal story is what it's all about. Because a show is a show, but you only want to, it only matters if you care about the people who are going to win this thing, right?
Yes.
So it's the games are fun, but it's means so much more when you want to root for somebody along the whole way. I love that you would love that.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
See,
do you ever imagine, Crystal, when you're in the supermarket and you're holding onto your cart and you're shopping normal? Do you ever just have a weird flash? Maybe not. Maybe it's just me. Do you ever have a weird flash moment where you're like, what if all of a sudden like a disco ball dropped and David Ruprecht came out?
I've had that moment.
Do you ever have a little?
I've had that moment. And I would bulldog everybody in there. I would like, I already know where I'm going. Like, yes. Yes. I think that would be fun. I think they should do that.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah. Now you're going to make me go on their website and like fill out to be a contestant.
I will, if your best friend or your daughter's not available, I'll happily come on the show with you.
Oh my God, that would be great.
I love it. I love all three sections of the show. Like the, you know, from the quiz part at the beginning to the both of the sweeps and then that last, you know, the last sweep where you actually win the money. You're making me want to go on the show now.
I know, so good.
Is there a product that you've discovered from watching the show that stands out that you didn't know about before?
That's good. I know that it is, but I didn't buy it because it was like cheese. It was I know the logo though. It's a cow that wears like a blue
Baby Bell. Is it
I
the
had
Baby
never
Bell?
Tried Baby Bell cheese. Is that the little one that comes
I
in the
I think
pickle,
so,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had never tried it. And my daughter is a cheese and chocolate fanatic. So she was like, all right, can we get the Baby Bell cheese? So we went to the supermarket. She wasn't a fan of it, though. But we did try it. But I didn't try it. But the Baby Bell cheese. Because I think the round was you had to identify the mascot of the
Got it.
But other than that, majority of the products that they use in the games, I know. I probably didn't know like the logo or the tagline to the product, but okay. I knew the product. Yeah.
All right. Here's my theory. Okay. And you tell me if I'm right or wrong, Crystal and Claire. My theory of why we, the three of us and thousands of people, millions of people connected with this show of running around a supermarket where they've made over 1,100 episodes of this, by the way, over the years.
Oh, my gosh.
Is because it's a real activity that we all do on a weekly basis. We go into a supermarket. We have our hands on the cart. Mm-hmm. We're there. And it's like, well, what if this mundane activity that we do often as humans could be turned into a game show?
Yes.
And I think we just have this very real, heartfelt, tangible, tactile connection versus some game show like a Fear Factor where you're like, I don't normally eat cockroaches. I don't want to do that. But it's like, I go to the supermarket every week. Yeah, this could be cool as a game show. What do we think?
Yes. I agree. That's why I said in the beginning, I'm at the supermarket all the time. So I'm like, this is why I like this show, because I can identify everything in there. I understand. What I would like them to add is standing in line to check out. I want them to add that, because that's the worst part, right? Especially when the person has to go back because they forgot something. I'm like, just step out of line, please. But just to see after you ran all that way and now you're like anticipating how much it's going to cost and like the person in front of you is like taking forever to put their stuff up or they got to go
back and
get
something. That'd be funny, Crystal.
You know, just like a little real supermarket moment, right?
That's really funny.
Or the person
funny.
Who still writes a check at the supermarket.
Oh.
Or like as a penalty, you have to do like a bathroom break and that's your like you lose time.
Yes. Yeah, something like that.
I like these ladies.
Just to add something. Good. It has something in there.
Crystal, this has been an absolute treasure of a show, a treat. You are, above all things, a delight speak to us about this wonderful thing. All right, we end every episode with a love letter. So if you'd be so kind, Crystal, away you go.
Dear Supermarket Suite, I have been watching and loving you since I was a child. You have been in my life for decades. I admire your tenacity, your enthusiasm, your excitement. I admire the people that you bring on the show, and I admire that you keep the supermarket so clean. No spills on aisle six. And if I could offer anything, if you are ever in need of a host, maybe Leslie Jones is too busy one day, I would more than happy to jump in. Love, your biggest fan, Crystal Lee Brown. Yes.
I love it. Amazing.
No coupons today. Full price.
Oh, coupons. Great. That would be another thing. Somebody in the line pulling out all their coupons. My mom was a coupon clipping. She would pull out a coupon envelope, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to save her $2.50 today.
I am a coupon person. And when Ralph stopped doubling the coupons, that was a real problem for me. Like,
oh,
they
wow.
used to double coupons up to a dollar. So if you used a 50-cent coupon, it was a dollar deduction.
Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
They stopped that, sadly.
Yeah. All right, we'll make a suggestion.
Let me fill that out.
Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I remember seeing when the new Leslie Jones show, you know, was doing the casting call maybe about like a year and a half, 2 years ago for the first time. I had a visceral moment of excitement.
I was very excited also. I would agree that I had a visceral moment as well in my parallel universe to you, because it's such a great, that to me, and Crystal hit it on the head talking about watching it, wanting to talk about it with her mother, now watching it with her daughter, the new version, is like, it's a family show. It's a show that's like good home. It's like eating a bowl of mac and cheese and tomato soup on a cold winter's day. It's home style living.
I felt like, I don't know how, you tell me what your feelings, my feelings were, I was raised in the supermarket. You know, my mom would take me to the supermarket all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I just get it. I get this idea of this thing that you're in all the time is now potentially a game show. Like, that's yes. Awesome. I love it.
Now, it's funny because we were talking about products that we had discovered through the show. And she mentioned specifically the cheese with the cow. And I said Baby Bell, but actually I was wrong, David, because I looked it up. The laughing cow is what the red cow is on the cheese.
Yeah.
And the cheese is actually called something else. It's called Le Bon Bell instead of Baby Bell, which is another cheese that is wrapped in wax. And the laughing cow is in like a tin and in little like triangles. Anyway, just wanted to correct myself.
Claire, this is going to be the question that you're going to get when you're on the show, and you're going to remember this moment, and you're going to be like, you're going to point up to God and remind yourself, thank you that you did the research.
I did. And you know what? I am also a cheese fan. Crystal said she would probably go for like the rack of ribs or the, you know, the turkey first. I would go for the wheel of brie or the, you know, the wheel of Munster, whatever, cheddar wheel. I like cheese a lot in my own personal life, so I feel like I would like to acknowledge that by selecting the cheese first if I'm on the show.
And I hope you'll also say out loud the famous 30 Rock quote, working on my night cheese.
Working on my night cheese.
I'm just remembering this right now as we're talking about it. I hosted a show on MTV for a couple of seasons, a game show called Broke Ass Game Show. I've hosted two game shows now in my life, so I love talking about game shows. And I'm realizing that we kind of did a supermarket episode. It wasn't a supermarket sweep, but we had a couple of games. One of them, you know the game Hot Lava, where you're supposed to kind of crawl on all the furniture in someone's living room so you don't touch the floor. It's hot lava. They actually made it into a game show.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But yes, I did watch that. I've watched that yes. And my children play that game every day.
Yes.
All day. Climbing
so
on the furniture.
Before Hot Lava, the game show, the Netflix hit that cost probably $2 to make because it was such a cheap show to do. Good for them. We did a game on the show called Hot Lava where we actually like went up to someone in the supermarket and we asked them, hey, would you like to play this game? We'll give you $20. And we made her do Hot Lava in the supermarket. So she had to crawl on like the yogurt refrigerated section and like stand up on that, and she knocked down Fritos like unintentionally, but she did great and she did it. She won.
She got $20.
It was a mess to clean up.
What was the prize? $20?
Yeah, it's called Broke Ass Game Show.
Oh, yeah, clearly. Good title. Okay, so you brought up another controversial thing when you go to the grocery store. For me, I'm 5'4". I tend to have to climb on the shelf, the bottom shelf, to get, if I want something that's up top, and a lot of times they put the surplus up top. So, for example, if there's like a sale on a certain item or it's part of like a combo pack, they'll run out of the item that's at eye level or hand level, and all the extras that are on sale are going to be up top. So I have to climb a shelf or two to get to those. What is your philosophy or opinion on climbing on supermarket shelves?
Well, clearly I'm all for it. You're playing your own version of Hot Lava, except your prize is the actual product.
And you have to pay for it.
But you get it. Wouldn't it be fun, Claire? You're mentioning like a really nice pain point that people don't talk about much, because the idea is, oh, I'm going to ask for a manager, I'm going to ask for an employee to come help me, right? Mm-hmm. But what if you don't want to? What if you're just like, I want to do this myself? Wouldn't it be fun if there were little like there's like a little stick that they gave you or like a little pulley system just anytime you'd walk by.
Yes.
This is a good idea. We got to figure this out.
At the 99 cent store, I at one point bought my kids those like toy, they're like 18 inches long and they have a claw at the end, right?
Yes.
And so
yes.
like why not just have those available? If you, you know, if you get a cart, you can have one attached to the cart. Of course, it would have to be yes. attached because people steal things. This is another thing, you know, yeah. that would be a barrier to getting this initiative approved by supermarket management. But, you know, you could, if you had a cart, you could use one of those claw things. I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
I think it's, I don't think this is a bad idea. I think it is, dare I say, a good idea.
I think so too. I like it. Yeah, because it hasn't happened to me yet, but I'm sure it will where I will climb on something and something will go awry.
Well, because here's the thing, Claire.
I mean,
right?
that has happened in my life, but not in the supermarket.
Well, when you've climbed in the supermarket in those moments, those shelves are not built for humans. Those shelves are built for half a pound
cans.
Box of cheese crackers.
Yeah.
So you are not feeling supported when you're climbing.
No, definitely
shelves.
Not. And you know, there's a very, you almost have to like have like really strong finger joints, like a rock mm-hmm. climber almost, because there's very little place to grip. You know? It's a very, very small error margin of error. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway. Yes. Maybe that should be the sport. Like, instead of just hot lava, maybe we should like build like a rock climbing course in a supermarket.
I think this is a much more fun way to get your exercise and get your organic
spinach. I mean, if the trampoline classes can take off, like the mini tramp classes, why not? This is the new thing. This is the new exercise.
We're doing it. You're welcome, America. Speaking of good ideas, I think it's a really good idea if you guys want to listen to some more of our Fanatics podcast episodes. If you really got into the supermarkets, listen, we got a whole supermarket episode for you back in the catalog with Mr. Wanda Wise, who absolutely loves going into supermarkets and all things markets that are small and super. So enjoy that. Enjoy all of our podcasts. Feel free to like, follow, subscribe,
and share with
friends.
A friend. Share.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
We've been in sync a lot today, David. That's the second time. I like it.
And we'll see you guys next Thursday for another wonderful Fanatics podcast episode. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, before we let you go, we got a very special episode, unlike our normally special episodes, with Miss Faith Herman next week. You know her in the Pearson family on This Is Us. Yes, she's little Annie Pearson, and she was featured in People Magazine's Ones to Watch portfolio in the 12 and under section. She's been in, obviously, This Is Us, Watchmen, Shazam, the new Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Criminal Minds, and she loves jewelry. So guys, put on your very best, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at wearefanatics.
Yes, that's We Are F-A-N-A-D-D-I-C-T-S. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode. Go wild in the aisle with your best friend.
If you're crystally brown, you don't want the game to end.
When you're at the checkout and you hear that beep, think of all the fun you could be having on
Super Market Sweep.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Enhance your listening experience with Wondery Plus. Enjoy ad-free listening, exclusive content, binges, and more. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.